Hi, I'm Amber, your host of the Social Launchpad podcast. I'm the girl who fell in love with social media, founded a marketing studio working with some of the leading health and fitness coaches and brands, and now I'm teaching you how to build your dream life and career as a social media professional. Whether you're an aspiring freelancer, have big dreams to start and scale an agency, or you fit somewhere in between, you're in the right place. I'll be sharing my wisdom about the industry, bringing you bite-sized educational and thought-provoking conversations to your ears every single week. So buckle up, grab a coffee, and get ready to learn the tips and tricks of the trade. Let's get this party started. So welcome back to another episode of the Social Launchpad podcast. It has been a hot minute since I released an episode, 2 weeks exactly. But I am back. Life has just been extremely busy over the last 2 weeks. And yeah, I just haven't got around to recording some episodes. So I'm glad to be back. I have got some really valuable solo episodes coming up, as well as some super exciting guest episodes, which is awesome. Now, if you know of a potential guest who you think would be amazing, or you are a guest and you would like to jump on the podcast to share your expertise, please send me a DM over at the Social Launchpad and we will chat over there. So on today's episode, I wanted to chat a little bit more in depth about whether you should be offering custom or standard packages as a social media manager. Now, there is so much information out there as to what you should be doing, but I want to simplify it really easily for you today. One option that I would recommend for beginners and those starting out, and then another option for more advanced social media managers who have been in the industry for a few years now. So let's get into it. Now, firstly, I wanted to chat a little bit more in depth about why I'm now only offering 3 services and 3 packages inside my digital marketing studio. So a little bit of a background. I started Impact Social Co. just over 2.5 years now. And in this time, I've essentially run the business purely offering organic social media management only. Fast forward to now, I have basically relaunched the services division and I have the coaching division as well. But for the services, I have evolved that over time, obviously, as I have grown and grown the team as well, to now include organic socials as well as paid ads and email marketing. Now, with these 3 services, I only have 3 packages. And that has been the best decision I have ever made. However, I don't recommend every social media manager do this, and let's chat about it. So if you're listening to this episode and you're a beginner social media manager, you're starting out or you're looking to start out in the industry, I recommend having packages to start with, but also offering custom packages too on an as-needed basis. Now, the reasoning for this is simple, and I'm going to give you an example. So say the niche that you have chosen is working with fashion stylists. These brands and stylists, they might only require 2 to 3 very high quality posts per week at most. Now, I've seen this with another fashion brand, and they have only been posting essentially 2 high quality reels every single week. And their growth has skyrocketed over the last few months. It's been actually phenomenal to witness. And that's harnessing both Instagram and TikTok organic marketing. Whereas let's relate it to my niche. So I work with fitness and wellness coaches. And the best results that we gain for clients is posting 5 to 6 times a week. It's more fast paced and there's lots more to share about. The other reason why I say you need to be really flexible with offering custom packages is if you're brand new in the space, or you might be working with a new niche, without you being in the industry for a long period of time, you don't actually have the data to determine what inclusions in a package is going to land for pretty much all clients that you have on board. It has taken me years and years of experimenting and finding out what works, what doesn't work. And last year, I was still offering custom programming in the studio, and this probably came from more a people-pleasing aspect. And I'll just say I wasn't enjoying the work because pretty much every client in my industry requires the same thing. So coaches that were on a really base minimum package, they were not getting the results that they need. And I knew that. Whereas the other clients that were having the 5 to 6 posts a week, they were getting phenomenal results. So if you are new in the industry, my biggest piece of advice would be to experiment and analyze your data, pick up trends with clients, and then make improvements to your packages. And then you will be able to find the sweet spot for your niche. So start with the packages, offer the custom programming, and once you have all of that data, you'll be able to just move to more of a package offering. Now that moves me straight into talking to advanced social media managers. So these are the guys that have been in business more than 1 year, a couple of years. They know what they're doing. I recommend adopting a similar approach to what I've done in business, which is purely offering the packages and no custom packages. By now, you should know what it takes to get results for your clients and their niche. So as an example, if you're only offering organic social media management, I would recommend that you have two package options. One that's a slightly base tier investment, and then a really high end, all the bells and whistles package. Now, this could be a little bit controversial, but I do not recommend having three different packages. I think that is a really outdated marketing strategy that just doesn't work, because what you have, ideally, your client will choose the really premium package, right? That would be the ideal scenario. We want them to pick the base package. That's pretty much what you tailor the proposal around. And then you have the lower tier investment, which is not going to get them results. Why have three when they're not going to get results with the base package? It just doesn't make sense, right? Your clients are paying you for results. So offer them the package that will get them the results. So have those two standard packages that work in with each other. You know, the base one is going to get them results, and then the really premium tier package is going to get them premium results. Now, I can also say as well, from my experience, when I was showing up very inauthentically online, yes, I was getting leads coming in here and there. I've had the really good problem of pretty much being booked out at capacity with a small team, which has been fantastic. But if I was relying on leads, I definitely would not be in business. I would not have a pipeline of leads, and that's what you basically want to achieve. Since launching my new services, which is the three services and the three packages only, I have had three leads in 2 days, and very high quality leads at that. So my parting advice to you would be, don't be afraid to change things if they're not working and if your packages don't feel aligned to you. And if you are someone who is starting out in the industry, stick with both the standard and custom until you find what works for you. So those are my thoughts and opinions on whether you should be offering custom versus standard packaging, and the difference between whether you're at the beginning stages of your career or you've been in the industry for a few years and you're a little bit more advanced. Those tips today are what's working for other social media managers. I coach social media managers in my business and chat with a lot of social media managers and marketers every single day, and that is what is working in 2024. So I will leave you with that. I hope you got value in today's episode. And if you could, I would love it if you could take 2 seconds to rate the podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode and other episodes, it really goes a long way for me. So thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.